Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. It is good to have you back with me, especially because you are just in time to really begin to hear some in-depth discussion about something that bothers quite a few people. You know, we really do like to get into the real world of what goes on in our lives, even when it has to do with mental health issues. And joining us today is a great psychologist who can help us with that very matter. She is Dr. Amy House at the Augusta University Medical College of Georgia, also known as MCG still, where she works in a number of areas, including one that she's going to focus on for us today, has to do with something that is, I think, often confused with another issue. Some of you may be familiar with Phyllis Hyman, who had this issue. Herschel Walker, former professional football player, had the issue dealing with bipolar disorder. But there's another disorder that we're going to be talking about. Dr. House, I am so glad you're here to join us today to talk about this. How are you doing, first of all?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You know, it is truly an honor, a privilege to be able to speak with someone who is an expert in these areas that really affect how we live. And of course, we're going to be focusing on mental health in general and a particular disorder as we move into this. And of course, that which you and I will be focusing on is one of your areas of expertise, borderline personality disorder.
Yeah.
Yeah, something very, very, very prevalent. And before we go there, though, and begin to look at that, if you would share with us more about your background. I've let them know that you're Augusta University, you're with the Medical College of Georgia, but if you could share with us some of the events in your life that led you to get your degree in psychology, to work in the mental health field, and even what you might want to recommend to other people who might be considering the mental health field.
Yeah, sure. Well, I was always interested in psychology, even as a kid. I remember reading books about like young adult novels and things about that had themes related to psychology, and just being really interested in that in school. So that was always been an interest of mine, and I remember doing projects in high school about teen suicide, and always being really interested in those issues, and having friends who I knew were struggling with thoughts about suicide, and being really touched by that. And so I went to school, majored in psychology and women's issues, and then went to graduate school and got my PhD in clinical psychology at the University of Georgia. So I have been here pretty much since that time at the Medical College of Georgia. One of my major interests has been in PTSD and trauma. And then also in this borderline personality disorder, because what I found was that a lot of people who had long histories of childhood trauma had developed borderline personality disorder. So we can start to talk about, in a little bit, we can talk about how borderline personality disorder develops, but that was kind of the development of my interest in this. And I would say that I think working in the mental health field is extremely rewarding. I really enjoy my work very much. I think there's so much that we're still learning about mental health and mental illness. It's an exciting time to be in this field and to be learning still new treatments that are available that are helping people. And so I find that really exciting and rewarding to be able to work in this field at this time.
I tell you what, it is such a fascinating field. You're talking about so much about what's happening with the mind/brain. I'm curious, Dr. House, what types of processes, procedures are used to help determine what's going on when there seems to be some type of psychological issue, some type of mental health issue, and how you're able to determine, well, this is the route we need to take in dealing with this issue.
Yeah, so usually it's an assessment process that involves a clinical interview. So somebody with training in the disorder, training in mental health and mental illness and psychology or psychiatry, does a clinical interview where they're asking about a person's history and the kinds of behaviors and symptoms that they're experiencing, and looking for particular patterns. And then also there may be kind of paper and pencil sort of assessments that we ask people to complete to see if and use that those kinds of assessments as part of the evaluation process. And sometimes that information can be compared to normative data to see, you know, whether or not people are experiencing symptoms that are more extreme than would be considered normal. So that's kind of a typical sort of assessment process in this area to sort of figure out what people are experiencing and how that maps onto typical presentations of emotional and behavioral problems.
And so do you find that with particular types of disorders, you can almost be certain to find a pattern of behavior, a pattern of thinking?
Right. So different kinds of psychiatric disorders are characterized by different patterns of behavior. So that's pretty much how diagnoses are made. Unlike medical illnesses, you know, there's not blood tests that you can take or brain scans that we can do to sort of say, oh, you have this disorder. They're really syndromes that are characterized by patterns of behavior, emotions, and, you know, and essentially that's it, emotional responses, thinking patterns, and behavioral patterns. And so we're asking questions and getting information to see if those kinds of patterns match what we know are the presentations of these typical kinds of emotional disorders.
So one of the areas that you really have a strong interest in is borderline personality disorder. And if you could share with us what that looks like, how you would describe borderline personality disorder, and what kinds of patterns you're identifying with that one?
Sure, absolutely. I want to just start by talking about what a personality disorder is.
Great.
Because it's an unfortunate term, I think, because nobody wants to think that they have something wrong with their personality.
Okay.
But essentially, what it means is that it's a pattern of thoughts and feelings and behaviors that is has been enduring over time, that's typically present by the time it's thought of as a developmental process that's present by the time somebody is in late adolescence or early adulthood, and that is enduring over time and doesn't change much without intervention, and that it causes significant problems in functioning. So typically in a personality disorder, people have difficulty in their functioning in terms of their relationships or their ability to work effectively or in other domains of their life. In the case of borderline personality disorder, the pattern that we see is a pervasive pattern of instability. The way that I describe it to people is that it's primarily a disorder of emotion dysregulation. and so I call it a a disorder of pervasive emotion dysregulation. And so the primary aspect of it is this being extra sensitive in terms of emotions and highly reactive. So you have people who respond emotionally in a way that's very intense, very reactive in terms of their moods, may have a lot of problems with anger or sadness and depression or a lot of extreme anxiety, and have difficulty regulating those emotions. And these problems in emotion regulation lead to dysregulation in other areas of their lives. And so what you see also are problems in relationships. Very often people with, I call it BPD for short, borderline personality disorder. People with BPD have intense fears of abandonment. They have relationships that are maybe highly unstable, are very intense and unstable. They often have a lot of dysregulation in their behaviors. So you might see behavior that's very impulsive and can be very self-destructive or reckless. So it's very common for people with BPD to engage in self-harm behavior, where they may engage in cutting or burning themselves, and not necessarily as an attempt to kill themselves, but just as self-harm behavior itself. And in addition to that, they also engage in suicide attempts.
So the self-harm, is this because, for one reason or another, whatever has gone on in their lives, they're angry at themselves as well?
So the self-harm can have a number of different functions, and sometimes it is self-directed anger, like self-directed punishment. Sometimes that has one of the functions of it. It depends kind of on the person. But very often, one of the functions of self-harm is actually an attempt to regulate emotion. So one of the things that we know happens when people harm themselves is that there is a temporary reduction in emotional arousal. So if you harm yourself, you know, your body's endorphins kick in and you temporarily feel better. and so this sort of temporary, emotional, the escape from emotional pain seems to be one of the main reasons why people with BPD engage in self-harm behavior. Of course, over the long run, it actually makes problems worse for them. Mm-hmm. But in the short term, it's sort of a short-term fix for emotional pain.
And because, as you mentioned, one of the things that they're trying to accomplish is get to a point where emotionally they feel something.
Well, they're often trying to escape the emotional pain that they're feeling.
I got you.
A lot of times it's a lot of emotional pain, and then the physical pain serves as a distraction from emotional pain, or it may be a way of, helping them to reduce emotional pain by distracting away from that in some way.
Yes, I got you.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest, yours and mine, is Dr. Amy House. Dr. House is going to be talking more with us about personality, personality disorder, borderline personality disorder, hoping that this is helping you get a handle on maybe some things that you may have been observing, whether in yourself or someone else. Not that you're going to diagnose or treat, but it may give you a signal that, hey, you know what? Maybe it's time to seek the help of a professional. We'll be right back.